This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, May 14th. I'm Patricia Naft. It's 8 o'clock. A house in Paonia burned to the ground late Monday night. KVNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
Just before 1 a.m., sheriff's deputies and Paonia Fire Department responded to a house fire on Burgess Road. Delta County Sheriff Fred McKee explains.
They found a single-story unoccupied log cabin fully engulfed in flames. The structure was a complete loss. A known cause of fire at this time and under investigation. No injuries, and structure was unoccupied.
McKee says that it's pretty common for buildings to burn in Delta County. The cabin belonged to Heather Maynard.
The spruce beetle epidemic and aspen decline in the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests were the topic of discussion at a public meeting in Montrose yesterday. KVNF's Laura Palmisano was there and has this report.
Over 70 people attended the meeting and learned from U.S. Forest Service officials the spruce beetle population is exponentially increasing within the three national forests. People also learned the Forest Service projects that most of the Uncompahgre Plateau will become too warm for aspens by 2060. The purpose of the meeting was to inform the public about the Forest Service's four alternatives for managing the beetle epidemic and aspen decline. The alternatives will be presented in the agency's draft environmental impact statement, which is set to be released in September. Under the alternatives, the agency is considering allowing salvage logging, planting more resilient trees, and using prescribed burns to treat infected areas. 86-year-old David Patterson attended the meeting.
I've been in the timber business since 1956, and I'm interested. I've always been a salvage logger. I'm always interested in the future of the forest.
The audience comprised of federal, state, and local officials, hunters, environmentalists, private landowners, loggers, and concerned members of the public. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The Revenue Virginius mine near Ouray is getting a new owner. Fortune Minerals, a company out of Canada, is buying the mine for $65 million. They're renaming it the Revenue Silver Mine. Two miners died in that mine last November when carbon monoxide poisoning. The Watch newspaper reports that Fortune Minerals is trying to hire back all the miners laid off after the deaths. They've added more shifts and hope to have the mine and its underground mill running at maximum capacity soon. May is Mental Health Month, and this week, KUNC in Greeley and Rocky Mountain PBS are looking at the health and financial costs of mental illness. The series, Untreated, How Ignoring Mental Illness Costs Us All, finds the annual cost of mental illness in Colorado is almost equal to the $5.5 billion the state collected in personal taxes in 2013. That's about $1,000 per person. KUNC's Aaron O'Toole spoke with Kristen Jones of Rocky Mountain PBS about their findings.
Now, you spent 8 months investigating the indirect costs of mental illness and came up with a huge number, $5.4 billion a year. Can you break down that number for us? What does that represent?
Well, what we found is that most of these expenses are actually the costs of not treating mental illness. So when we looked at deliberate costs that the state is spending for mental health, it was about $730 million. So the bulk of these costs are in things like lost wages and preventable medical expenses.
Now, that $5.4 billion breaks down into roughly $2 billion in medical costs, $2.9 billion in lost wages, and other expenses, including holding and treating inmates in jails and prisons. I'm wondering who pays these costs?
In a sense, we're all paying a bit of it. You know, the lost wages of $2.9 billion, that's people with mental illnesses, you know, what they could be earning and what they're not. But there are also costs that we didn't tally that are, you know, the costs that employers pay when people aren't showing up to work or they're calling in sick or their family members are calling in sick. And then things like unnecessary ER visits, jail and prison costs, we're all paying for that as taxpayers.
Now, you identified almost $73 million going to jails and prisons. Why is that number so high?
What we found is that in Colorado, people with mental illnesses are about more than five times more likely to be sleeping in a jail or prison bunk than in a psychiatric bed. It's a very, very expensive way to house people. And and you can't really call it treatment. A lot of times the people with the most serious mental illnesses are kept in solitary confinement for days or months or even years at a time.
And I know you spoke with both inmates and administrators in Pueblo County at the jail there. So I'm curious what their take was on this.
I mean, what was striking about the people in Pueblo County Jail is that there's a lot of agreement between, you know, the sheriff and the warden and the inmates about a lot of the people who have mental illnesses shouldn't be there. They need to get treatment. If they'd gotten treatment in the first place, they maybe wouldn't have committed the crimes that that got them there in the first place.
So one person that you talked with in the course of doing your reporting was Mo Keller. What does she have to say?
Mo Keller is a former Colorado legislator who is now an advocate for Mental Health America of Colorado. You know, she told us that she thinks that the money is being spent in all the wrong places.
So we are paying for mental health in emergency rooms of hospitals, in the courts, in the police calls, in our jails, and in our prison system. We should be paying for early intervention, for integration of care, and for access to behavioral health.
And I'm guessing that's easier said than done. But Kristen, you did report on a handful of programs that are working on the front end like this by screening for depression and other behavioral health issues, and how this can actually cut costs with people, especially people who come into the emergency room on a frequent basis.
There's been growing attention to a group of people. Some people call them frequent flyers or super utilizers, basically people who are showing up to the emergency room over and over again or have more than you know, 30 drug prescriptions in a year, who's are racking up a disproportionate amount of overall medical costs. And so there are a number of programs in Colorado right now that are looking at, okay, how do we improve services for these people so they don't keep going to the ER? Mm-hmm. And when they've dug into, you know, who these people are and what the costs are coming from, they found that that they're more likely to have mental illnesses than almost any other disease. So they're more likely to share mental illnesses than diabetes, than asthma, than a number of other common drivers of ER use.
Now, is the new healthcare law expected to help at all with these issues?
Well, the new healthcare law is designed to mandate that insurers pay for mental health treatment at the same level that they're paying for physical health care. So it's designed to improve coverage for a lot of mental health treatment. However, it doesn't do anything about the problems that a lot of people have with access. And in other words, there is still a shortage of psychiatrists in the state. There's especially a shortage of child psychiatrists. So it doesn't solve that problem.
So what about legislative solutions then? Is that a more likely avenue for things to get done?
I think there's a lot of conversation about, you know, the importance of treating mental health issues. So I think that there's a sort of a growing awareness, and I think a lot of that has come out of, you know, the mass shootings in places like Aurora. And, you know, the governor has proposed a network of crisis centers that was supposed to be rolled out this year. Unfortunately, that's sort of mired in a lawsuit and on indefinite hold. So there's a lot of conversation and not a lot of very good short-term solutions.
Kristen Jones is a health reporter and author of the Rocky Mountain PBS iNews series Untreated, How Ignoring Mental Illness Costs Us All. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.
You'll find the first part of this series at our website, kvnf.org. Stay tuned for part two tonight. In part two, KUNC's Grace Hood will look at some staggering statistics on mental illness and incarceration. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.